USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawyers for President Trump say they do not believe the president can legally obstruct any investigation. In a letter obtained by the New York Times, the Trump legal team explains the president cannot do so because he has the authority to halt any investigation. On another front, the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says
he has no intention of pardoning himself, but he probably doesn't say he can't.
Giuliani is saying President Trump has the power to pardon himself, but probably wouldn't do so because
ramifications of that would be tough. Pardoning other people is one thing. Pardoning yourself is another.
He was speaking on ABC's This Week. Hawaii is not the only place on the globe where a volcano has been erupting. At least 25 people are dead in Guatemala from a violent eruption of the Fuego volcano. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is calling the implementation of U.S. tariffs on Canada insulting and unacceptable. He speaks on NBC's Meet the Press. But the president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says he believes Trudeau is overreacting to the imposition of those tariffs on steel and aluminum.
Our tariffs are anything to do with our friendship and our longstanding alliance with Canada.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, he added that good faith negotiations are always welcome, and he doesn't think things have broken down, calling this a trade dispute that Kudlow says can be resolved if people work together. Drought in the West continues to feed those fires in Colorado and New Mexico. They still only have a massive wildfire in northern New Mexico fractionally contained, and hundreds of people have been evacuated because of the wildfire in southern Colorado. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
China's military buildup in the China Sea has the attention of the Trump administration. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The United States will compete vigorously with China's actions in the South China Sea if needed, but Defense Secretary Jim Mattis insisted today that Washington is still willing to work with Beijing on a results-oriented relationship. Mattis said China's placement of weapons systems on man-made islands in the South China Sea is designed to intimidate and coerce others in the region.
China's militarization of the Spratlys is also in direct contradiction to President Xi's 2015 public assurances in the White House Rose Garden that they would not do this.
Mattis, speaking in Singapore, said, make no mistake, America is in the Indo-Pacific to stay. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Defense Secretary James Mattis has made it very clear when sanctions on North Korea will be lifted. With more on this story, here's John Clemens.
Speaking from Singapore, Secretary Mattis said we can anticipate at best a bumpy road with the talks with North Korea and that the international sanctions will be lifted only after concrete steps are taken by Pyongyang to disarm.
North Korea will receive relief only when it demonstrates verifiable, irreversible steps to denuclearization.
U.S. officials continue to lay the groundwork ahead of the expected summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on June 12th in Singapore. For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News.